Praise the Lord. So if you believe that Jesus still lives yesterday, today and forever, raise your hands and say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I guess you can do a little more louder. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so I just asked Pastor how much time I can take. One of the reasons is because my dad, who's a pastor, got an opportunity to go to a hospital to attend their morning devotion service. And they gave him time to come and preach. And then they gave the time, and Dad came up to the stage and asked the congregation, how much time can I speak? And they stated, you can preach as long as you want. And my dad was happy. And then there came the other statement, but we will leave by 9 o'clock because we have to attend our duties. So before you guys, before I make you guys boring and stuff, I'll make sure I cut it short. I'll make sure I go it very slow. Speaking about myself, I'm Finney. I'm born and brought up in a Christian family. I'm all the way from Hyderabad. Just like my name, Finney Benny Moses. Moses, who was scared to do what God's plan was. Even I'm afraid of what I'm doing right now. Because this is the first time I'm actually preaching in a larger congregation. Okay, but whatever it is, God's plan is happening. That's it. Thank you. So today what I'm going to focus upon is how God answers our prayers, or how God's going to actually solve our problems. There's no person sitting in this room who hasn't gone through any problems. Anybody who hasn't faced even a single problem till today? If you haven't faced, in future you will, but anybody? Yeah, they have exams, come on. That's also a problem. Anybody? If you have faith and if you have gone through where you've gone through a problem and God has walked you through it, raise your hands and say hallelujah. So everybody has gone through some situations. Exactly what I'm going to preach about this is how God actually gives the solution first and then the problem. There are many scriptures or many things that I can pick up from the Bible where God actually gave the solution first before giving the problem to the people. First instance, let's turn to the book of Genesis chapter 22. Genesis chapter 22 from 1 to 13. Okay, thank you. So here we see where God asked Abraham to go and sacrifice his son, Isaac. And you all know what happened in the rest of the scripture, where he takes his son and his servants along with him to the mountain to actually sacrifice his son. But you know that God actually saw ahead what Abraham is going to do. God knew that Abraham is going to be faithful and is going to sacrifice the son, Isaac, right? But what happened? Right at the moment where God asked, Abraham was about to strike of his son, God asked him to stop, and then he said, look ahead, I have already given a solution for your problem. Don't sacrifice your son, go and sacrifice the ram. Few scriptures says that there was lamb, but few scriptures says there was ram. But then at the end of the day, God has already provided a solution over there before Abraham could lay his hand on his son. That's the same way we actually go through in our life as well. When we go through any tough times, when we go through any solutions, any problems, what you need to ask God is God, why did you give me the problem? That's not what you're supposed to pray. If you are praying that one, I ask you to change it. Ask God, Lord, what is the solution? Where is my solution for the problem that you have given to me? Ask God to show the solution first. Problems you would go through, there is no way where we can go and escape that particular part. We would go through problems, we would go through trials, but then the God has already prepared the solution first before giving you the problem. If you go to the next part, you can see in the book of Exodus chapter 4, you can see Moses' life over there, just like how I was preaching a few minutes back. Exodus chapter 4, 1 and 2. Okay, so here we see Moses is already having the solution in his hand before he was going to release the people. God has already given the solution right in his hand. Even when he just had stretch out his hands with the staff, few scriptures say staff, few scriptures say rod. But at the end of the day, all he needed to do was stretch out the staff, and then the problem is solved. Even when they had to cross the Red Sea, he already had the staff in his hand. All he did was he asked unto the Lord, Lord, what am I supposed to do? God said, stretch out your hands to the sea and the sea will split. And that is what exactly happened. And all the Israelites were able to cross the sea without any issues. If you go further, you can see many portions where Moses was able to use that one particular staff as his solution for all the problems that he was actually going through. Am I right? Am I right? Yes. So that's all. So when we actually go further, if we turn to the book of Daniel, we have three main characters here. One is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You all know what actually happened over there as well. Because they did not want to bow down in front of the idol. They were actually thrown inside the fire. But what happened? A fourth person was already in midst of them. That's how everything happens in our life also. Even if we have to like go through the toughest situation, even if we have to walk through fire or anything, God is still going to be in our midst. The solution for our problem is already there ahead of our problem. So there's one thing that I want to guarantee, like each and every individual person sitting in this room and listening to my voice, is this. If you are going through any problems, do not be afraid. Just stand on the faith that you guys have. Just stand on the faith. Reach out to the God and ask God, Lord, where is the solution that you have put for me? And he will guide you to that particular place for the problems. And if you actually go to the New Testament, we can see in the book of John chapter 2, verse 1 to 11. This is the first miracle. This is the first miracle where God, Jesus, was doing in that particular place. Can somebody read it out? Thank you so much. So here we see in the wedding in Canaan, they actually ran out of wine. And that's when God actually did his first miracle over there. The solution was already among their midst. When they were actually running out of wine, the solution was already in their midst. Can somebody explain me, why did God do this particular miracle for the first time? Why did God choose this particular miracle, like changing water to wine, as his first miracle? Anybody? Any explanation? No? Okay, I will give what I actually understood. This is my understanding why God actually did this first particular miracle. Water is colorless. God changed it to wine and made it to colorfulness. Water is tasteless and wine is tasteful. Water does not have any smell, but wine does. That's what your life and my life is going to be. Your life, once upon a time, is tasteless, colorless, and smellless. But once God is in your midst, your life is going to change colorful, smellful, and tasty. That is what God really wants us to do as well. Not just what the wine is being poured out to other jugs. That's what we are supposed to do. Share the love of God to other people. Spread the love throughout the world and share the gospel throughout the world. That's what God wants us to do as well. And if we turn to the book of Matthew chapter 8, 23 to 27. Here we can see Jesus actually calms a storm. Can somebody read it out? Matthew chapter 8, 23 to 27. Amen. So here what we see is like, when the disciples were going through the toughest times of their life, like sea, I don't know if anybody travel in sea. I never travel in sea, but then I used to watch videos where once you go inside sea, there's no way out. Like you lose the map or something like that, gone. Like you would be lost forever. Just imagine, like they were going in a sea and then the sea starts going wild and roared, but Jesus is sleeping peacefully over there. But these disciples were actually trembled, feared. But then Jesus was sleeping peacefully. And then they went and woke up Jesus and just like, how can you sleep so peacefully when we are actually going through tough times? Jesus just stood up and raised his voice and made the sea and everything calm down. That's what he can do in your life as well. Even when you go through the toughest times in your life, even when you're going through the hardest times in your life, no worries. Be still. Stand on the faith. God can actually do wonders in your life. Amen? The whole thing why I'm saying this particular part is like, because this I could relate this with my life a lot. So my dad was a pastor, and he was working in an organization called as Gospel for Asia, which was by Dr. K.P. Yohanan. Now his name is not K.P. Yohanan, though. So he was part of the ministry for past 20 years, and due to some faith reasons, like my dad had to step down. When my dad was working in the organization, my dad used to get salary. He was paid. So I never had any issues called as lacking anything. Like I say, I want to go there, we go there. I want to buy that, I buy that. But once my dad stepped down from that organization, that's when God taught us an amazing lesson of what standing on faith means. Trust me, we didn't have money to like pay my fees. We didn't have, like my dad, I don't know, he didn't put any savings basically. And what happened, when he stepped down, I was in my 10th grade and my brother was, he just took his application to his college. What happened, like if we pay our college fees, and if I pay my 10th class fees, we don't know what food we're going to eat tomorrow. That was a situation when my dad went to the bank. He checked. He was pretty sure, like, if anything has to happen, only God can do something. While coming back, he knows, like, if he pay the fees, the bank account would be empty. Trust me, the bank account would be empty, like, absolutely empty. But what happened? When he was returning back, he got a call. My dad just pulled over. He answered the call. And some brother, he said, I heard that you stepped down from the organization. How's things going on? He's like, it's tough, but everything is going well. God is faithful. But believe me or not, the brother actually said, I will pay your son's fees. I have seen many miracles happening in my life just by this. Once we stepped down from the organization, what happened is like, now we don't have finance. There is no salary. Now we learn how what living by faith actually means. Like, you need something, you pray for it first. That's when God's going to do some or the other ways. Like, you go through a problem. Like, I had some tough times when I came to my 12th class. Like, we got one of the most toughest papers, like, in the history of, like, 10 years. And I actually flunked. I flunked my paper, and then I couldn't get out. And then, miraculously, what happened? Government changed the rule. Like, they gave a re-exam for the whole 12th grade. And I was able to, like, come out. And there was no remark in my memo. That's what I was actually praying for. Like, if you actually fail in any subject, there will be a star mark in your memo. And when you actually apply for a job, they would see, ask you the question, why is a star mark in this particular physics subject? And I had to say, I actually failed the exam and rewrote my exam. But the government did an amazing thing. I don't know, like, God answered my prayers. That's good. I would basically say, the government actually changed the rule, like, to make a whole re-exam. And then they made sure that no students who actually failed in the first exam would get that star mark in the final memo. Coming to Canada is the biggest miracle, I would say. I actually closed this chapter of coming to Canada in 2018. But 2019, God got me to this place. And God is being faithful in every day of my life. Like, I could see. Like, I know I'm going to face many more troubles ahead. But I know I'm faithful. I know I will stand on my faith, because I know the God who actually brought me here would actually make me sustain forever as well. And I hope that I don't know what I actually spoke. This, everything that's ran inside my head is what I actually spoke. A sudden thought in my head. There's a Malayalam song that actually goes resembles with my scripture actually. Pariksha enne devam anuvadichal pariharam enikai karuditunda. Is it okay if we sing two lines of that song? Like, if anybody, my voice is bad. Pariksha enne devam anuvadichal pariharam enikai karuditunda. Pariksha enne devam anuvadichal പരിഹാരം എനിക്കായി കരുതിയിട്ടുണ്ട്. എന്തിനെന്ന് ചോദിക്കില്ല ഞാൻ, എന്റെ ശ്രദ്ധയ്ക്കായി കരയുന്നു ഞാൻ. എന്തിനെന്ന് ചോദിക്കില്ല ഞാൻ, എന്റെ നന്മയ്ക്കായി നറിയുന്നു ഞാൻ. സോ ദിസ് എൻഡ് ഓഫ് ഐ വാണ്ട് കൺക്ലൂഡ് ബൈ സേയിങ് ദിസ് വൺ തിങ് ലൈക്ക് you will go through problems in the future, for sure. Because you know in the past you have gone through the problems and you are staying in this place right now healthy. You are fit, you are healthy, and you are able to. So praise God for that. And in the future, when you actually go through problems, don't pray, God, Lord, why have you put me through this? If you are praying that, I would request, like, stop it. Start praying, God, where is the solution that you have placed for me? And then God will actually guide you to that place to actually help you go through all those things. May the name of the Lord be praised. Amen.